This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Moscow, Russian police today cracked down hard on election protesters in the center of the city. They were demonstrating against the exclusion of opposition candidates from voting for the Moscow City Council. A group that monitors political arrests in Russia says more than 600 people, including would-be candidates, were taken into custody. This as protesters shouted, "Russia will be free." Demonstrators took to the streets again today in Hong Kong as the Chinese autonomous territory remains mired in political turmoil. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
Protesters dressed in black streamed into the Yuen Long neighborhood despite being denied official permission for the march. Police appealed to the marchers to stop, then fired tear gas as the demonstrators stood their ground. Police cited the risk of confrontations between demonstrators and local residents in barring the march. They say some of last weekend's attackers were connected to organized crime syndicates known as triads. Massive demonstrations began in Hong Kong more than a month ago over an extradition bill, but have grown into a broader pro-democracy movement. I'm Ben Thomas.
Videos uploaded by journalists showed Hong Kong riot police waving batons and chasing youngsters wearing respirators and construction helmets into the Yuen Long station before it was tear gassed. A balcony collapsed overnight inside a South Korean nightclub in the town where the World Swimming Championships are being held, Gwangju. Two South Korean men were killed. 16 people were injured, including 8 athletes. They included 3 Americans, 2 from New Zealand, and 1 each from the Netherlands, Italy, and Brazil. Officials say at least one of the nightclub's owners and club staff have been detained for questioning about possible illegal renovations at the site. From Washington, this is VOA News. Disaster officials say 2 earthquakes